Well, do your New Year's resolutions include maybe starting your family this year? Well, for some people, that is an issue that they are unable to. They have problems with fertility, and there's a lot of different things that can be tried with traditional medicine, and I'm not going to be talking about those in particular, but I am talking about an alternative way that you may look into helping your fertility. And I want to say good morning to Pauline Respecki. Good morning, Pauline.
Good morning.
Your business is called heartfelt-hypnosis.com is your website. And tell everybody what you're kind of promoting.
What I am promoting is my fertility hypnosis, enhancing your fertility through hypnosis. And this is a program that helps women to enhance their fertility, whether they're trying to get pregnant and using, just hypnosis and have a good time, all the way up to medical treatment, all the way through IVF or in vitro fertilization.
Boy, that sounds like a lot. Let's kind of break that down a little bit.
Okay.
You're talking about using hypnosis to help with fertility in the sense of just relaxing the body?
Right. It helps not only to relax the body, but one of the things that's important for people to understand is that we have two minds, a subconscious mind and a conscious mind. And when we are trying to accomplish anything through hypnosis, what we're trying to do is to, in effect, create a blueprint in the subconscious mind for the body to simply follow. Just like a builder follows a blueprint to build a house, a hypnotherapist takes the client's goals, works them into a workable solution, helps the client come up with a workable solution to enhance their own fertility or to create a healthy blueprint of not only healthy pregnancy, but healthy baby and healthy childbirth.
So you're not talking about putting suggestions into the mind. You're talking about helping combine the two minds that the body relax, kind of almost take you out of the conscious mind where you're worrying and wondering about
right.
it.
Right. Our conscious mind does not control our fertility. Our subconscious mind controls our fertility. So it's getting the appropriate blueprint within the subconscious mind for the conscious mind and the body to follow.
That sounds like a big statement that your subconscious mind controls your fertility.
Well, our subconscious mind controls our heartbeat. We don't have to think about our hearts working. We don't have to think about breathing or our food digesting. Our subconscious mind controls all bodily functions.
I get it. I apologize. I went straight from one A to Z without thinking about the path that would go through.
Yeah, no, and that's perfectly fine because some people would do the same thing. Well, how can that happen? Well, what happens is if we're worried about our fertility, and especially if people have been, if a couple have been trying for, 3 months, 6 months, and now they're starting to look into going to the doctor, going to the medical treatment, what that does is increase their stress level. So what does stress do to the body? But it kind of just throws a screwdriver in the whole, works. Stress can cause the hormones to either kick out too much or too little. It can cause the environment, the uterine environment, to become more harsh, making it harder for an egg to implant.
Wow, this is really interesting. This is really having to kind of change my mind. I don't know that much about this type of thing in the sense that people struggling to have a baby, but this is really quite interesting. You're going to be talking about this at the Better Health Store in Novi coming up, what is that, January 16th?
Yes, January 16th from 1 to 3.
Okay, and this is a free seminar that anyone can come and hear you talk about how hypnosis can help relax the body and combine or unite your subconscious with your conscious.
Correct.
And looks like you're going to have an acupuncturist with you as well?
Right. Right, Julie Schindler-Cohen will be there as well, talking about how acupuncture helps to enhance fertility.
Wow, I think this would be something that a lot of people might want to come and check out. And obviously, you can use both of these things, hypnosis and acupuncture, for other things, but you just happen to be talking about fertility at this particular seminar.
Right, right. The focus for this seminar is fertility, but you can use both for many different treatments, many different, for really any emotional or physical ailment. It will help enhance healing and help get you on a road to healthier life, healthier living.
All right. And if someone wants more information about what we're talking about, they can go to your website. It's heartfelt-hypnosis.com. Pauline Respecki, thank you so much for talking with us this morning.
You're welcome. You have a great day.
Thank you. You too.